I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. We have a complex relationship with roses. The French novelist Alphonse Karr once said, "Some people are always grumbling because roses have thorns. I'm thankful that thorns have roses." But it's not the rose thorns that stick us, it's getting roses to flower consistently each year. Landscape roses such as the Knockout series and species roses such as the rugosas are easy to grow and flower pretty consistently without much work. It's the hybrid tea and floribunda roses that are more demanding. These hungry roses need a constant supply of water and nutrients to flower their best. While adding some compost in spring and monthly feedings with a high nitrogen organic fertilizer such as alfalfa meal is great for rose flowering, I have a few home remedies that have also worked well. Roses love fruit, salt, and coffee. Let me explain. Add 1 cup of dried coffee grounds around the drip line of your rose bushes now and again in 1 month to increase the flowering. I did this once with my Julia Child rose and she bloomed her head off. Although you might think it's the caffeine in those high-test coffee blends that makes your roses run, it's actually the nitrogen that they love. Mix in a little wood ash with the coffee grounds to give your roses a potassium boost. To get shinier leaves and better quality flowers, try watering your bushes with 1 tablespoon of Epsom salts dissolved in 1 gallon of water. They love the magnesium sulfate in Epsom salts. Finally, if you have some old banana peels hanging around, chop them up and bury the peels around the drip line of your bush. Roses like the added potassium in the peels as they decompose. Now for this week's tip. Prop up those peony plants now with cages or grow-through supports to keep the flowers off the ground. For fewer but larger blooms, pinch off the side flower buds so the plant puts more energy into producing a larger main flower bud. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about strawberries. For now, I'll be seeing you in the garden.